Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Andrea J. Buchanan, and she has written a book called Gift. Hello, Andrea.
Hi.
So, Andrea, this is your ninth book, but it's your first young adult novel, and it's paranormal. What led you to write this type of book?
Well, I had an idea for a ghost story, and it just seemed to me that paranormal was just perfect for that kind of teenage audience where, you know, you're kind of still on the cusp of believing in ghosts and believing in these. Everything seems very real. So to me, it just seemed like a perfect genre for a ghost story.
All right, let's talk about Gift.
Yeah.
The ghost story.
Yes.
What's the plot?
Well, it's essentially about four friends who have to work together to untangle a ghostly mystery. One of the cool things about the book, though, is that I wrote it to be read on a digital device so that as you're reading along, the ghost is kind of part of the story. Words disappear from the page as you read. There's a character who's a musician, so there's actually a video of him singing in the book, embedded in the book. So there's just a lot of really interesting opportunities that that I got to explore, especially through writing it for digital.
So these days, we would call that an enhanced ebook, yes?
Yes. Now, it does exist in print, and you can read it just fine as a regular old, you know, creepy gothic page turner. But you can also read it on your iPad, your iPhone, a Kindle, a Nook, whatever device you prefer to read digitally on.
Yeah, young adults are so into the technology these days. What do you find they prefer, or are both very popular?
I think what's really striking to me about young adults, or the young adult readers, is that they're really comfortable switching. You know, I have a 13-year-old. She goes from, you know, using a textbook to reading on her phone to picking up her Nook and, you know, picking up right where she left off in the novel that she was reading. So I see a flexibility in that age group that is a little bit different maybe from an older reader, some of whom really love their digital reading devices, but some of whom definitely prefer print. I think the great thing about publishing now is that we have such opportunities as readers to read on so many different kinds of platforms, and I'm really excited about that.
Now, Andy, because you were writing for two different platforms, did you think any differently about the way you wanted to write the story? Did it change the characters? Did it change the plot? Or did you just write it and then let the publisher worry about the rest?
Yeah, no, this was something that was really, it came from the story itself. And it was something that I was thinking about from the very beginning, because as much as I thought, you know, how amazing would it be to be able to write a story on a device that could enhance it with spooky effects, that sort of thing, I also really wanted to be very conscious of not disturbing the reader's experience, because, you know, first and foremost, I'm a reader, and I love the experience of being able to create the world of the book in my head as I'm reading it, and I didn't want to intrude on that. So right from the very beginning, it was really important to me that all of these enhancements came from a natural place in the story. They came from the characters themselves, and they weren't just bells and whistles. So I finished the book and with all of this stuff it kind of packaged together, and I presented that to the publisher. So Open Road was very happy to run with that idea and make it come into reality.
So you're saying it did not change the way you thought about the characters or the plot?
No, except that I had, you know, an actual person who was doing the music for one of the characters, and I was working with him on writing the songs for the book as I was writing the story. So it was a little bit strange to have a real-life version of this made-up character from inside of my own head who I was getting to interact with in real life as I was writing the book. So I do feel like the collaborative element of working with a illustrator and the musician on this enhanced stuff definitely helped inform me as I was going along through the book. It was like I got to visit with my characters in a really substantive way.
From a storyline standpoint, what do you want your young readers to take from the book?
Well, to me, I mean, it's all about story. It's just I want them to experience the same thing they experience from a print book. I just want them to be immersed in the world of it and to be waiting to see what happens next, just like with any good tale.
She is Andrea J. Buchanan. Andrea, thank you very much for coming by. The book is called Gift. A lot of success.
Thanks for having me.